Members of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association competed at the Millard County Fairgrounds in Delta, Utah this past weekend. Cody Kaiser is a PRCA bareback bronc rider from Reno, Nevada. He competes alongside some of the best in the business, but when he is not riding, he is helping promote healthy oral hygiene.
43,750 people in the U.S. will be newly diagnosed with oral cancer just this year. 5 years after those people are diagnosed, roughly 50% will still be with us today. That turns out to be one person dying every hour of every day or the whole year from oral cancer.
The Oral Cancer Foundation asked Kaiser to help educate the public, especially youth, about the risks of smoking and chewing tobacco. Kaiser says cowboys have a reputation that is second only to baseball players for being users of tobacco in the world of sports. He wants to change that reputation throughout the country and in Utah, where rodeo is popular.
From my point of view, Utah seems to be on the front lines of health and fitness as far as a healthy lifestyle and people that don't smoke or chew. It's good to see in Utah.
Brian Hill is founder of the Oral Cancer Foundation.
While tobacco is still a primary driver of oral cancers, we had a new etiology enter into all this, and that was this HPV virus. And so that's why the numbers are accelerating.
According to an October 2014 study by Johns Hopkins researchers, the oral human papilloma virus, type 16, causes cancers on the mouth and throat, and that any form of tobacco use increases the risk of the virus. The research suggests as few as 3 cigarettes a day can increase the risk of infection by almost one-third.
Up until about 2000, this was primarily a disease of older men who had smoked a lot or chewed tobacco during their lifetime. We started to see a shift in the cause of the disease.
More information about the efforts to reduce oral cancer rates is available online at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.